Counselors spoke mainly in Spanish as they explained how to sign up for the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. The Obama administration effort could delay deportation concerns for some undocumented people brought to the U.S. as children, as long as those who register meet certain criteria. 19-year-old Christian Pacheco says his parents brought him from Mexico when he was three. Pacheco says he wants to stay and be a good citizen.
This is our home, and we don't know any other place, and we're not as interested in being somewhere else because we like it here. And if we could, you know, contribute with this deferred action, we could, like, work well without being so, you know, scared and stuff. That would be great.
Pacheco says he's a bit nervous about stepping forward, worrying he could be deported if his application is not approved. But he says it's worth the risk. The president's initiative has further angered conservatives who oppose any weakening of immigration laws. But Kate Werning of the group Voces de la Frontera says the Deferred Action Program is much needed.
If you look at the situation of these students who were brought here when they were children, it was not of their agency or their decision to come to this country. I think it's an absolutely just and urgently needed move.
Voces de la Frontera held last night's education session in Racine and another well-attended one Sunday in Milwaukee. There'll be one more session in Racine next week. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Racine.